It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2013 NRA show. Sunday morning in the Smith & Wesson booth, I've got Jim Scouten and Jan Mladic. Welcome, gentlemen.
Director of Marketing at Smith & Wesson. Glad to have you here.
Great to be here, Jim and John, at the 2013 NRA show, bright and early Sunday morning.
It has been the busiest NRA show I can remember. And I think that's fantastic in this day and age.
Well, it makes sense if you have the NRA show in Houston, Texas. You will get an interested crowd to show up.
You bet.
Yep, we've had a full booth and exhibit the last couple of days with a lot of adoring fans and friends of Smith & Wesson visiting us. Looking forward to another day today.
Part of that adoring, and we've been seeing it, is people are expressing a lot of interest in the gun you have, and that's the M&P 22. And this is essentially the M&P pistol with all of its configuration, but chambered in 22 rimfire, 22 long rifle. So that's apparently getting a lot of interest, Jan.
Yes, it is, Jim. It's been very popular the last year since we've introduced it, and for the very reason that you can shoot and fire an M&P pistol full size in the economic affordable 22 caliber round.
Now, it has essentially the same controls as the centerfire M&P of your choice, does it not?
Yes, that's one of the aims that we had in designing this gun was to replicate a lot of the operating controls, again, of the M&P pistol, including a ambidextrous thumb safety for left and right-hand shooters, an ambidextrous slide stop, a reversible magazine catch, again, just like the full-size gun. Picatinny accessory rail that you can add your accessories to it, and the overall dimensions of the M&P 22 are exact to the full size M&P pistol, so that your holster and other accessories would fit as well.
That's excellent, and it takes me back to the point that I've been following along with a lot of the new Smith & Wesson product, and that is paying attention to what guys in the competition world have been doing in the aftermarket, and in this case, it's an alternative to a rimfire upper that a guy might change out for his regular centerfire competition gun. In this case, if you compete with a centerfire M&P, this is a complete setup to run rimfire with 100% transparency between your centerfire gun and your rimfire gun.
Yes, exactly. You don't have to go through any kind of conversion kits. It's right out of the box, ready to go. Shoot 12-round capacity in the magazine. Adjustable sights, so you can sight in and target.
Now, John, of course, is thinking competition, and this might be the rimfire at the Steel Challenge if you were competing in production in that as well with your centerfire gun. But this is also a good starter gun for the lady of the house who hasn't shot before, who may not be ready for the recoil of 9mm, for the youngsters coming up at the time that they express the ability to be responsible with that.
Yes.
I mean, many years ago, John started out with a Smith & Wesson kit gun, which you don't make anymore.
Right.
And that was the small revolver that fit his hand. This, I think, may well serve the purpose in that case too.
Yes, exactly. It's a great entree into a semi-automatic pistol. In the 22, the ability to easily rack the slide, chamber around, the lower recoil, as you mentioned, and again, all the operating controls, so you can really make that transition into a semi-automatic pistol very easily with this pistol.
Now, I've seen you at the big pistol board here. I've seen Paul over there as well.
Yeah.
A lot of interest in this gun. What are the NRA members saying to you as they show up and discover the M&P 22?
Well, it's been both sides. This morning, talking to a gentleman, and he has one and was just talking all about how much fun it is to shoot and everything. And then for the folks who are seeing it for the first time, really expressing an interest, saying, "Wow, that's something. I have an M&P, and I think this would be great for getting out there and pulling the trigger a lot more times affordably."
Yeah.
One of the things we've said many times to folks inquiring, particularly about the conversions that you mentioned, John, is this gun is tuned by the Smith & Wesson engineers to run reliably on rimfire.
And I think that's an excellent point because in a lot of cases, the situation with the conversions can be that they are very finicky and they require a great deal of tuning. They're difficult to keep working. Mm-hmm. In this case, you've got out-of-the-box reliability.
Yep, absolutely. And one slight difference from a full-size M&P, this is actually a internally hammer-fired pistol, so you have added reliability, durability of shooting the rim fire
Incredible.
With an internal hammer fired.
What is suggested retail for the M&P 22?
The M&P 22 is $419, manufacturer suggested retail price.
All right, and the other question that everybody is constantly asking us is, can I get one? How are they out there? How do they go about finding one?
Well, the best bet is they are out there. They are out there in numbers.
And you are making them steadily.
Absolutely. And they're available at your local dealer, or your dealer, firearms dealer, will be able to order one for you.
So find an authorized Smith & Wesson dealer. There's 900 of them out there, so there's one near you somewhere.
Sure.
That's right.
And tell them you want the M&P 22, and if he doesn't have one, hope he can get one.
Well, again, an exercise in patience. If you don't walk in and immediately find one, they are building them. They're building them, and you will be able to get one.
Jan Maletic, Director of Marketing, Smith & Wesson, with one of the hot new products to help solve the cost of ammo problem, but still train.
Very good. Thank you, Jan.
Okay. Thank you, guys.